This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. You get involved, get engaged. Really, seriously, do something more than screaming at the radio. Right? I mean, a lot of us do that. You get mad, you start, you want to throw stuff at the radio, you want to start screaming at the radio. What good is it doing you? What's it doing for you? Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Part of part of the conversation. That's really what makes you part of the solution. Let's talk. Let's get informed. Once you get informed, let's get engaged. And do something about the stuff that makes you crazy. You know, really, if you think about it, there's a lot of things. I don't know about you guys. But there's a lot of things that just make me nuts. And it seem to be very simple things the government, well, I almost said the government get involved with, but I don't know if I need that, mean that. Or not get, how about not get involved with? How about that? that might be better, right? Okay, couple of quick good stories before we bring Alfonso Rachel on. Zo. I don't know if you guys saw the story about this, but this is great. A large number of migrants arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border wearing Biden T-shirts. I mean, look at. You're coming up. You're coming to this country because it's so bad where you're living. It's just terrible. Right? It's war-torn or whatever they're calling it. There's all kinds of violence going on. Right? You're starving to death because you can't get food. And you're coming up with a Joey B shirt on. Let us in. What's the law? Are you following the law? I don't know about you guys, but, you know, again, depending on the weather or what have you, T-shirts? How about food? I like food. How about letting my kids in? You know, that kind of stuff. And why should we let you in? You're coming up here. We don't know if you've had shots. We don't know what you've been exposed to. And some of these people, it's hilarious. They've got the shirts around their faces. Is it because they don't want us to see who they are? No, I'm just asking. But again, it's just really amazing. As they're coming up, how do they all get, all of a sudden, and they've got, that's the other thing that's a slap in the head. I want you to think about something. They're coming up from Mexico and Guadalajara and all this. We've seen the footage. Not one of them has a mask on. Not a one. Oh, until they actually get to the border. Then all of a sudden, somehow, some way, in some shape, manner, or form, not only do they have these masks on, but they have the Biden let us in. Where do they get those? And why? Instead of spending the number of the money on the shirts, why don't you spend the money on their vaccinations? Why do we have to pay for their vaccinations? It's not our job. Large number of migrants were photographed near California at the U.S.-Mexico border. Probably, Newsom went down there, gave them to him, wanted them to be warm. The photographs were taken on Tuesday on the Mexico side of the border at San Ysidro. That's truly, people, for those who don't know, I mean, it's really a stone's throw to the California border. The president is working to process as many as 25,000 asylum seekers who were forced to wait in Mexico under the Trump administration. No, they really weren't forced to. If they did the process properly from the beginning, maybe they wouldn't have been left there. Trump administration had a remain in Mexico policy. Did you notice that when Trump was president, you didn't see scenes like, I don't know about you guys, but I saw the clip about the Guadalajarans. They were rushing the Mexican police and the Mexican, I don't know if it's the army or their border patrol. Did you notice that? I mean, why? We never saw that under Trump. Because Trump was very simple about it. I don't know if you remember from the early days. You let these people up, you don't get any help from us. You'll be cut from some of the budget aid that we're giving you. See, money talks. If you did the same, there's no way. This is what we used to say on Obama. This is no different. I'm starting to believe what, starting to believe. Let's just say, I'm well in the camp and now believing that Obama's really pulling the strings. Obama's really, this is truly what Obama wanted in his presidency but couldn't pull it off. Come on, let that sink in for a second. Look at who's there. Look at who's in charge. It's not Joe Biden. He doesn't even know what he's signing. He even admitted to that. You've got, Kamala Harris. In most cases, him or Jill, her or Jill, excuse me, standing behind or beside Joe, right? In a very authoritative stance, making sure he does what he's supposed to do. I'm telling you, in talking to some doctors and psychologists, Joe is not home. All right? I loved how everybody on the left was quick and consistent to discuss the mental state of Donald Trump. And yet, Joe Biden, they won't touch, they won't talk about. Why did the White House shut off the cameras when Joe said he would answer some questions? Bang, gone. Never to be seen. Because they don't want you to see what he's really like. They've got a problem, and they know it. There are people inside the White House. Yes, there are leaks, even under Joey B. There were people inside the White House now that are saying, for all intents and purposes, he's actually being led around because he doesn't know how to get around. So we see your host, listening real time on GCN Live. Go far, a lot more coming up after the break. That's right, Alfonso will be here with us, joining us as well. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion-dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food. food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. This is the Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, seriously. Don't just be part of it. You know, if you're not part of the solution, I know it's an old saying, you are truly part of the problem, though. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. And let me just bring him on because I have so much fun when he's on with me. And you guys get so much out of it. And I told you, I only bring people on who have a clue. Unless, of course, I just bring them on and I make fun of them while they're actually on the air with me. But I don't have to with this guy. Alfonso Rachel joins us. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopium Den, Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. We're going to take on not only government intrusion, but Joe Biden's faith. Not his mental well-being, because, you know, whatever. We already know where that is. Yeah, you're going to fall over, aren't you? Hey, Zoe, what's up for tonight? Anything exciting going on, you know?
We're talking about Joe Biden, man. It doesn't get any more exciting than that. Ooh, sarcasm. Oh, I almost got a cramp for that one, man. I almost got a cramp from that sarcasm.
Woo! Oh, that's hilarious. That's just hilarious. You know what I mean?
It's not funny. It's not funny.
It is funny. He's sitting there, and you see when he leaned on the podium, and he goes, okay, I guess it's time to... I'll answer any questions you got. Take questions. Right? Well, I'm told to take questions, right? And then the screen goes, that's it. They dropped the curtain on the man.
How convenient.
Can you see somebody running around the back? Someone, hey, shut that kid. What is he doing? Did anybody put the camera off?
Yeah, they really know how to cancel things for their convenience, don't they? I mean, in every aspect, they know how to use that cancel thing, man. And but you know what's sad, Joe? Man, is that this dude is I don't know, man. He's not all there, and he's president. And it's like we can go on all day and talk about how loony these people are, how not there, how whatever. They managed to weasel their way into the White House. And I'm sorry, man. That's as much of a reflection on us as it is.
Oh, no question.
Reflection. You know what I'm saying? It's like between the people who support these people. Okay, you're crazy. The people that you supported are crazy, and we must be crazy because we let these people get past us.
But you know what? That came from people for decades, right? After after seeing it happen around them. Okay, not that I'm a staunch believer that we should have government prayer in school, but you know, prayer came out of school. No big deal. I'll teach my kids how to pray at home. You know, for years and years and years, people just kept brushing this stuff off. It's, you know, it'll never happen here in America. We'll never turn our back on God here in the U.S. No, we never let that. Wait, what? They approved abortion today? When did that? What?
Yeah.
You know, right? We have been asleep at the wheel, and then we're going, what happened?
Yeah. Somebody wasn't reading that Bible. Tell you, man. We've been given a heads up on this, man. It's like, you know, in big neon lights, but for some reason, you know, I guess the message just wasn't enough.
Well, listen, you're going down that road. I'm going to go down that road with you. You know, we both know, and this is not judgmental. This is just an observation, if you would. But, you know, we still have those Sunday go-to-meeting Christians who know that they're supposed to do something every week. They quite don't know what that is. But if they go down to the local church and they do a little singing, you know, a little spittle and, you know, a little praying, glory, hallelujah, and a few amens in there, you know, and mix it around. They've done their duty to, you know, God and country, so to speak. Right? And then there's those that we, you know, the only ones that end up in the news is the hardcore right-wing, what they call fundamentalist religion people. And, you know, those are the ones that are running around sticking their finger in everybody's face saying you're going to hell, which is not what we're called to do, okay? And, you know, this is what they see from us, if you would. And we really needed to step up, or need to step up, and show people truly what God's love is all about, don't we?
Oh, definitely, man. It can't be this church bubble, man. The Lord told us to, hey, get your behind out there and go tell people what time it is, man. You're supposed to get out there and report. That's what the gospel. See, we're being overrun by fake news. How is it that the fake news has dominated when we have the king of the universe told us, hey, I need you to get out there with the good news. I need you to get out there with the truth. Why is fake news and evil news running everything when I told you get out there with the real news, get out there with the good news? And, you know, and we're supposed to do these in creative and compelling ways. Lord, that's our instruction, Joe. We're supposed to be doing those things. We're supposed, the Lord has given anointing to people to teach. We need people out there teaching. We need people out there entertaining. We need people out there giving. We need people out there bearing fruit for what it is we do and making people like curious, inspiring a healthy curiosity about what the Lord has to say.
Yeah, you know what's really funny? We're supposed to compel people, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and that means you kind of, you're kind of, you know, getting them excited or getting them to understand, compelling them to understand what the truth is and to come to the truth. And we have taken the mindset that we don't want to intrude on anybody's, you know, religious belief or non-religious belief or life as a whole. And, you know, we're supposed to, Jesus told us to occupy until he returns. occupy what? The closet with the door closed? I mean,
don't come out.
If you're supposed to compel and occupy, I'm sorry, that sounds like action to me. Am I confused?
No, not at all, man. We're instructed to do that and do these things in a loving manner. We're not intruding on it. It's like when people like worry about intruding on my religion, they're in luck because I'm not a religious person. You can't intrude on my religion. It's like I'm not religious. I'm a follower. Christ didn't announce himself as a religion. He says, I am the way, the truth, and life. He didn't say religion is the way. He says, I am the way. So I don't follow a religion. I couldn't keep up with a religion anyway. Nobody can.
No.
So, and the thing is, Joe, there has to be this balance of freedom where it's like, look, man, I'm not trying to intrude on what it is that you do, but you guys are definitely trying to intrude on what it is that we do. You're trying to force us to forfeit reality and trying to make your fantasies and whatever like that, make that an institution. And that's where we have to say, no, we're not going to let you do that. And then when we do that, they're like, oh, you're trying to impose your morality and your religion and you're trying to take things away from us. It's like, no.
Don't you know that
we got to get that straight.
Their feelings, their emotions trump our truth. Aren't you aware of that yet?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry.
You're right, though. But see, that's it. This thing can just keep going back and forth, because it comes down to their feelings. It comes down to their imagination and stuff like that. Joe Biden, he's in imagination land all day. We've got an imaginary president. they imagine that they won, but that's what I'm saying, Joe. They can take their imagination and they can make us subject to it. And it's been happening for a long time.
I agree with you, but we've allowed them to do that.
Yes.
Until we start teaching Christians, this thing where I constantly hear about how Jesus is love and Jesus is understanding. And it's like, yeah, but did you read the part about the temple? Did you read the part about what he called the leaders of the church? Didn't sound, according to today's rules, he would have been banned from Twitter, you know that. But, right? Didn't sound very loving or understanding. Anyway, we go for a break. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately?
If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is taking up President Biden's nearly $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus bill today. the bill only with support from Democrats, as Republicans are not happy with the fact that there's a proposed $350 billion to bail out state and local governments. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst saying,
I think we might have a new name for this package that's come over. It's the Porky Partisan Pricey Pet Project Package.
Republicans can force some procedural delays by reading the bill out loud, but all indications are that Democrats have the votes for the bill to pass. The Labor Department says first-time jobless claims have gone up a bit. The slight increase comes after the previous week saw unemployment claims fall to its lowest level since November. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
They caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. This is a real title. GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring him on. Alfonso Rachel, we lovingly refer to him as Zoe, and... Yeah, you get the head thing going. But see, you need the long hair. That's why I don't do that anymore, 'cause I just look like an old guy trying to be young, so, you know.
Oh, memories, man.
No, I want those memories gone. I'm looking at bell-bottom pants and, you know, leisure suits.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, huggy bear, you know. All right, stop. You're tell people where they can get your music and listen to your Bible study.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and we got the Zopium Den, got the Zoloft, my music project, 20 Pound Sledge, audio books. Hope you guys come check us out at bronzeserpentmedia.com for some, you know, for the truth.
Yeah. You know what? I key in on you know, nights when I'm doing some work, kind of sitting around, and I need a little bit of word, and... You know, I've got a couple of my favorites, and you, honestly, you're one of them. You know, and it doesn't matter. You know, I tell people all the time. People are afraid to listen to some Bible teachings where you might not be exactly the same page with somebody. But how do you get the information? I mean, first and foremost, it's Christ crucified for us. That's the basis of everything for us, and rose again. So you and I are on the same page.
Sure.
Right? So from that point on, I want to hear how you come to whatever conclusion you did, whether it's about healing or tongues or how to you know, preach the gospel, if you would. I want to know how you come to those things. So that way there, maybe it's something I didn't see. You know, one of my jokes is about Abraham. You know, I've told the story a million times, where there was one thing, one phrase in there I didn't catch for years. And I joked with people, and I got people get mad at me, go, Abraham didn't have any faith, he didn't need to. He already knew what God was going to do for him. When he went to kill, he had no intention of killing his son, and he knew he wasn't going to. You know how I know? What did he say to his servants when he was at the bottom of the hill? He said,
"Yep,
we will be back." Mm-hmm. And he wasn't right. Talking about the goat, okay? He was. But Zoe, I read the Bible, you know, 8 gazillion times. I read that story 8 gazillion times. And the one time, you know, God's like, and I had heard a preacher talk about it, but I never really gave it much thought. And bang, it slaps you right in the head. You go, wait a minute. He knew he was coming back. What is this? What is this foolishness about? Right? God had it there the whole time. Just hadn't been revealed to me, right?
Absolutely, man. And that's what it comes down to, Joe. It is that faith, and that faith to where it's like you have such faith in the goodness of God and the power of God that you just know. It's like, look, man, you've demonstrated enough of your character to me where it's like I could say assuredly that, you know, we can do this. And it does take that degree of faith, because you can have all the evidence, and we're seeing that right now. Like when people have struggle, when they struggle with believing in Jesus or believing in God and stuff like that, and they say that they want evidence, man, there's a reason why God says this is a wicked generation that demands proof and demands this evidence. It's not that God can't provide the proof. As a matter of fact, he has provided the proof in spades. He's laid out the empirical evidence. Here's the thing. Just like, you know, with the intrusion of government intruding into our reality and trying to make their imagination the things that we have to live by, whether it's, you know, every narrative that they come with, and including this transgender narrative that they have. Joe, when you can look at, you know, our biology, our physiology, when you can look at the code, it says that this is this. By mandate of nature, this is this. As you can have people look right at it, look at the truth, and deny it. Now, it's not just because of me believing in God and what he's proven. It's also human nature that helps me to believe in God, because I'm like, I'm looking at you people and I'm like, you're straight up denying the truth. It's right there in front of you and you're going to deny it? Oh, heck no, man. I totally believe in God, because God is like giving the proof and people still reject him. It's like, no, I'm going to trust in God, not you.
No, I listen, you know I'm with you. And some of the greatest conversations we have during the break. But and it's like, I want to go back to Abraham for a minute and say to you, can you imagine the son going, hey, we want to sacrifice. Where's the sacrifice? Dad? The Lord will provide, son. Okay, but where's the sacrifice, Dad?
Yeah, and it doesn't show that, you know, he was like, oh, heck no, man, I'm getting away, you crazy, man. He was like, hey, let's get it done. And, you know, it's like that episode right there, of course, is a picture of Christ, because it points to the docility of Christ. It's the same way at the tabernacle when they were doing the animal sacrifices. It's always a strange thing. It always says the priest laid their hand on the head like of a bull, right? It's like, that's a bull. A bull will kick your behind, man. You don't just lay your hand on a bull and slaughter it. But it points to the docility of Yeshua when he came. It's like, look, man, I didn't already got the testimony from my father. My father was there when I was baptized, you Pharisees. You saw it. You saw God say, yeah, this is my son with whom I'm well pleased. The Holy Spirit lighted on my shoulder. What more testimony do I need to give to you? You know, let's just go ahead and get this done, man.
I would just kick their butts right there, but that's just me.
The butt game is kicking is coming, man. Don't you worry. It's coming.
Well, you know, when we were talking about it before we went to break, and I said, you know, a friend of mine, but I'm going to give the Reader's Digest version, but bottom line with it is this. If we truly believe what we say we believe, if we truly believe in Christ, if we truly believe in the Word of God, and we love people, then we're going to share that with them. Now, there's a difference between, as I've seen some Christians do, beating it into you or shoving it down your throat, as opposed to loving them with the Word of God, with explaining to them what it means and what it's all about. You know, I met Rosie Greer, went to the same church I did too, and he was giving a testimony once, and he was talking about how he used to physically tackle people and beat Jesus into them. Okay? Now, he was so excited about Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people, when they first get saved, it's like, why doesn't everybody know about this? And so that's what he did. He said, I realized after a while, you know, not only was I physically hurting people, but this wasn't working. This wasn't the way to do this. But you know, a little overzealous there, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, yeah. The bottom line with it is that if we truly love people the way we say we do, we don't accept their sin or their sinful ways or what they're doing. We actually want to teach them, introduce them to the Word of God, introduce them to Jesus so they can get out of the situation they're in, right?
Yes, yes. And that's the thing to know. It's like, you know, we have a lot of Christians that are, you know, trying to teach something about the Bible or trying to teach this morality or trying to teach this principle of love and all that sort of stuff. It's like, folks, the thing to understand is just simply Jesus. Understand and accept who he is for who he says he is. Don't try to fill in the blank. Don't try to make any sort of ideas. Don't try to emphasize on these things that you think people will like about Jesus. Trust me. You start showing how the Bible paints the picture of who he is. The Lord says, my name is Al Shaddai, the sufficient one. It will be sufficient. Because once you get that down and it's like, oh, man, I see who he is. That's when you start acting right. He starts building in you. As you start to learn him, as you start to put the pieces together, he's building in you the morality that you need, the discernment of what's right and wrong. And, of course, these things will translate into the political arena when you elect people to represent you. Say, hey, if you're going to represent me, it's got to be this, this, and this to make sure that you maintain our God-given freedoms. And then we straight. But you do that by learning who the law is. His name is Jesus.
Dude, so let me scare you a little bit. Remember the old Jimmy Jones story, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I did a story about a year ago about a church where the pastor, the female pastor who'd been there for 100 years, I'm not making fun of women, don't get me wrong, just laying out the story.
Just 100-year-old women.
Right? So she was pastor of the church forever. And then she comes out, she has decided there is no God. She didn't believe in God. There couldn't possibly be a God. Now, she's been teaching Scripture to all these people in the church and how the Scripture is real, God is real, this is what goes on, yada, 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 and all of a sudden she comes out and says she can't do this anymore because she doesn't believe in God. What does the church do? Now, this is why I say to you, they don't believe it. They go on Sunday, makes them feel good, but they don't believe it. They vote, after the deacons vote to throw her out, to cancel her contract, they vote to keep her in. The church is, and it wasn't like a squeak by margin. It was like 78% of the church congregation voted to keep because she's a nice person. Okay? I mean, this is what we've come to. And now, that was a year ago. Now a national church says, ready for this one? I know you're sitting down. The Bible is not the Word of God.
Okay?
So, I mean, And he comes out as, you ready for this? The pastor comes out as a progressive Christian. We'll talk about this more on the side of the break because I need you to enlighten me, brother. I don't even know what to do with this one. You know what I mean? So anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. I'm Jeff. Go with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RIP-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, you're really, God, we're doing a perfect song, right? Same old song and dance. Devil ain't changed nothing. I mean, he may put some sheen on it, right? In his day, well, you know, you talk about a chariot. Now we talk about race cars. But, man, I'll tell you what. All right. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe, and you have your Bible study. You got all kinds of stuff going on. Man, tell people again before we get into this how they can help support you, really, because we ain't get much love from the social media outlets. So how can they support you?
Oh man, thank you. Yeah, I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. I got the shows, the Zopium Den, the Zoloft, 20 Pound Sledge, and we definitely want to find more creative means. I think Al Jazeera is putting together a show catered towards conservatives. Check it out. I just heard about this, and I'm like, how sad is that? It's like with conservatives, you know, sorry, man, I just got to say, you know, it's like we got to beg for the support to be able to compete in the culture with creative content. You know, support it so we can make a market of it, because these liberals ain't going to stop doing what they're doing. And one of the reasons why they don't stop doing what they're doing is because there's nobody to compete with them, hardly. And here it is, Al Jazeera, they get money. they're able to get money to put together a show, I think called Rightly or something like that. Whoa. And it's going to be marketed towards conservatives. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, God bless. I don't think
my voice go up.
Oh, all right. You just all right. So I want to go back a little bit ago, and this is something that always it's not even unexpected anymore. It just floors me, right? And I'm talking about the National Church. How many people really remember the Jimmy Jones story? And let's not tell them. Why don't you go to that interweb, go to YouTube, and instead of watching all those stupid videos you watch, go look at the story about Jim Jones and how he pulled those people in. But a national church now says that the Bible isn't the Word of God. And this is not a pastor that just showed up on Tuesday and said this. He's been there for a while. So he's moving the church more into progressive Christianity. So, oh, help me
out.
Well,
you know, when people go look up Jim Jones, man, I think they're going to end up pulling the Kool-Aid man. I think the guy who had everybody drink a bunch of Flavor Aid.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
It was that yep. Mass suicide. He was a Democrat, by the way. when people talk about you conservatives drink the Kool-Aid, it's like, no, that guy was a Democrat. No, you ain't got us drinking no Kool-Aid.
Yep.
But I guess this is another Jim Jones. But, hey, Joe, folks need to remember, man. Satan gets into the garden. You get into your church.
Yeah.
You know? And just like Adam, man, you always got to call for that biblical backup, man. You got to call on the Word of God. Say, hey, Lord, make sure that my faith is renewed every day. Please make sure that I am not given over to deception. Help me with discernment. You know? And it's got to be like that. But a lot of churches, they're not, it's not as important for them to be as acceptable to God as it is making God look like he's very accepting to everybody else. And this so-called progressive, like I said, it's just as progressive as cancer. So, you know, with this, you know, you want to make Jesus look like he's all accepting and he loves you. Hey, that's good marketing, man. But they'll try to convince themselves. It's like, no, it's just about people to get them in the church so we can save souls and stuff like that. And it's like, you're not saving their soul, and you're either lying or very ignorant, and you're just trying to get that collection plate filled. This ain't real love, man. You're just loving these people straight to hell.
Yeah, but, you know, I got to tell you something. I agree with 90% of what you said, but some of those guys, they're not looking for the money. They actually really believe this stuff. I talked to some of those pastors and people. They really believe this stuff. You know, if you're in a church and your pastor never talks about Satan, never talks about the devil, right? The devil is doing a great job there. I hate to say it, but it's true. Because the biggest deception from the devil's point of view is getting you to believe he doesn't exist, right?
Definitely, man. And that's why we have one of those apocryphal books that kind of shows, the Word of God is already going to tell you his nature. But for those who like to go outside of that but still miss the point of it, you know, the devil, even in the book of Enoch, you know, which is about fallen angels, right? It's mainly about fallen angels. The strange thing about that book is that the devil himself is hardly mentioned in it. So even in this, it's like you can get going along with his own program, but you won't even miss it. You won't even catch it that he's in the mix, and you won't even catch that you yourself is in the mix deceiving people, and you'll think it's other people who are trying to tell the truth and say, look, man, you don't want to go down that road. What you're doing doesn't square up with the Word of God. No, you're in error. God would be all accepting, and he ate with sinners and stuff like that. It's like, man, you're not reading the Word by counsel of the Holy Spirit, man.
You know, it's as simple as this. I know people, I think it's as simple as this. You can call me out on it if you want to, but you get down to, you know, Eve. Eve tried to reason with the devil, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because she didn't truly use the Word of God, right, mm-hmm. He was able to have a field day with her and get her to do what he wanted her to do. But when Jesus hit him with the Word, straight scripture, word for word, there wasn't a retort. Was there?
Right.
It was done. We move on to the next guy. You know, it was like devil's going, oh, you got me on that one. Okay, well, what about this? Right?
That's right.
I mean, seriously. And after the third time, he's like, okay, third time's a charm. I'm out of here. This ain't going to work. And so, you know, people need to realize you have to know what the Word says. This pastor actually says that It's because the Bible isn't self-interpreting or a science book or an answer in rule book. Right? It's a product of the community, a library of texts, multivocal humans who put it together. You're going, really? What are you? Way to philosophize. You know, from 2021, it's not that hard, people.
And that instance of when he's talking to the devil, man, I love that scene, man. I love it because you got Jesus, man. He's out there 40 days, man. You know he hungry, man. You know that he wished there was an In-N-Out burger out there or something like that, man.
He's smelling barbecue at that point.
You know what I'm telling you? He's out there with the wild animals. Man, I could cook one of y'all, man. I'm telling you. But anyway, you know, the thing is, man, the devil shows up. And he can't even whoop Jesus on Jesus' worst day. I'm out there, man. I'm weak. I'm hungry. And he's just totally, he's on the verge of death, man. And the devil still can't take him. And that's a picture of like what our culture has just been weakened, man. It's just been weakened by the culture, all this propaganda that's out there. And you see the church just weakening, man, and the devil just coming in and just taking full advantage, man. And it's like, man, you need to look at how Jesus rolled and how he fasted. And even on Jesus' weakest and worst day, the devil still couldn't take him. And then on top of that, you know, people be talking about like, the Bible, the Constitution, whichever, and they say that these things are like living documents and they change with the times and all that sort of stuff. And Jesus came to prove, it's like, no, man, that ain't true. My word was written in stone and my word stays. You know, so you guys, you want to act like this word, if the word is living, it changes. Well, Jesus showed up. I am the living word. What you got to say now? Oh, you're going to kill me. I thought you guys loved the law that lives and breathes. Well, here it is. I'm the living, breathing law. And you guys want to kill me. Because my law really doesn't change.
Yeah. No, it's really interesting. We don't have a whole bunch of time left, but I do want to hit on this. I don't want to hit Catholicism as a whole, but I want to hit on this mindset that they make it as they go along. And Christians do the same thing. Mainstream Christians do this all the time. So you got Joe Biden and the godless, soulless press is talking about what a great devout Catholic he is. Joe says he's a devout Catholic. But now you've got, thank God, you've got some of these bishops with a spine. They're coming forward saying, stop calling him a devout Catholic. He is not devout by any stretch of the imagination. The Kansas City Archbishop comes out and says, he is not a devout Catholic. Knock it off. And then the heathens over at NPR, they're talking about, well, you know, Joe Biden may be influenced by his Catholicism when it comes to abortion. Well, I don't know that many Catholics that are full-born out for abortion at any time, anyhow, even after the kid's out of the canal. This is just like, Satan is having a field day. That's all I'm going to say.
Indeed he is, and the word does say that he's going to start moving more quickly. In a way, that's encouraging, man. It's like, hey, man, if this is coming up, until the day of the Lord, then right on. It just sucks that people don't get it, and I'm sad for them. But at any rate, I'm getting back to Joe Biden here. It's sad because, you know, he's the one who really pushed through the perversion of marriage. I thought that in itself, you know, if we're going to get down to whether it's Catholicism and they're, you know, if they suppose that they're standing on the Word of God, I know I just stepped on some toes there, but I'm like, come on, guys.
Hey, really Christians, mainstream Christians do the same thing.
Right? They're doing the same thing and they're finding acceptance in this. But, you know, he already stepped out of line, not just with abortion, you know, but with the LGBT and making that the institution that we have to lean on where we're accepting a perversion of marriage. He's already stepped out of line. And then with with abortion, also even with the borders, right? The Word of God says, hey, you try to creep up into my sheep pen without my protocols, I'm gonna call you a criminal and I'm gonna have you thrown out. That means deported. So, you know, even with that, in every stretch, Biden is not squared up with the Word of God. And I appreciate Catholics, you know, who are seeing this and say, hey, man, you know, from what we understand about the Word of God, you're not squared up. And, I hope they keep on going and see where Yeshua was talking about.
I'm going to leave you with a sad note before we go here, which I think is hilarious. Yeah. Isn't it interesting that the Catholics and the Mormon Church were the only two that were wholeheartedly behind Prop 8 in California, and Christians were fighting with each other over it?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Where can they find you real quick?